We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Inside Michigan Football. Straight ahead, you'll hear from head coach Jim Harbaugh, along with players and assistant coaches. Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
Now, here's your host, John Jansen.
Michigan is coming off their second bye week of the season. We'll get a chance to hear from head coach Jim Harbaugh about what was accomplished, as well as a look ahead to this week's opponent, the Michigan State Spartans. The Backyard Brawl will take place this Saturday at noon in the Big House. Michigan State is 4-5 after losing their past four games, the last one coming at home to the Fighting Illini of Illinois. On tonight's show, we'll have our conversation with Jim Harbaugh and then be joined by two of his defensive linemen, Aiden Hutchinson and Quiddy Pay. Remember to get your fill of Michigan football all week long with Wednesday's edition of In the Trenches. This week, I'll have Ambry Thomas and True Wilson, a couple of Michigan natives, to get their take on the in-state rival, Michigan State. You can also hear more Michigan football on Sunday morning as we repackage the post-game with Doug Karsh, myself, Brian Bush, and the player interviews. We've got lots to get to here tonight on Inside Michigan Football from the Studio of Champions, from inside Schembecker Hall. Inside Michigan Football with head coach Jim Harbaugh is presented by Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more, and your auto value. Hard store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Save this month on Enco Extreme Wiper Blades, now just $9.99 each. Stock up on Fluid Film for just $7.69. And drive in style with Philips Crystal Vision headlights at a great auto value price. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 10% off orders of $50 or more with a coupon code GIVING10. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Michigan football is back, and to celebrate, Arby's is bringing back BOGO Roast Beef. Classic roast beef sandwiches are buy one, get one every Saturday during college football season only at Arby's. Don't let hunger get in the way of cheering the Wolverines to victory. Fuel your game day spirit and keep the celebration going with double the sandwiches. With a deal this great, you might just be the MVP of the tailgate. Arby's, we have the meats. Limited time offer available at participating Arby's restaurants.
185 years. That's how long Old National Bank has been helping families and businesses reach their goals. And it's why we truly mean it when we say Old National is your bank for life. We've been here for generations of big ideas and big plans. We've been here for first-time savings accounts, retirement plans, and every milestone in between. We've been here for businesses that have gone from a handful of clients to international success stories. We've been here every step of the way, helping our neighbors neighbors succeed. Because as your bank for life, Old National understands that your needs aren't like anyone else's. And when those needs change, you can count on your Old National team to be there with new solutions, just like we have since 1834. Get to know us and let us get started on your future. Visit an Old National location near you today to learn more or discover your options and some great insights at oldnational.com. Member FDIC.
Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. We're now we're joined by head coach Jim Harbaugh. Coach, how was the bye week?
Got a lot done, John. Practices, weightlifting, some recruiting, and also some time with our families.
What were you guys able to accomplish on the field during the bye week? Where are you guys at coming out of it?
Well, we were able to get a head start on game planning for Michigan State and executed a couple practices where we were getting ready for them.
Any risks in the bye week, whether it's players getting out of rhythm or, you know, time off, or any concerns you have with the bye week?
I don't know. I mean, some people say you know, it's a good thing. Some people say it's not a good thing. We just, you know, went ahead and started working on Michigan State. So, you know, now we're into a normal week, and our team is ready to go.
Was this bye week at about the right time for you guys with three games left, getting ready for the home stretch?
I don't know. Other people ask that question, too. Is this a good time for the bye week? Is it not a good time for the bye week? I mean, just kind of what you were just asking a minute ago. I mean, we're I guess we'll know after
you know, three games.
Yeah. So, but full speed ahead. Everybody's you know, very focused on this ball game.
What were some of the goals for the offense going into this bye week? What did you want to accomplish or improve upon?
Wanted to stay sharp. Wanted to get a head start on Michigan State. Game planning for that ball game. I think we put in got a good plan going right now, and now we're practicing it and refining it and. You know, in all phases, offensively, defensively, special teams, exactly the same thing. And there's a lot to prepare for. Michigan State's got a heck of a good defense. It's been consistently good all year and every year. Offensively, a lot of yards last week, over 500 yards of offense. and then special teams as well. They do a heck of a job there, and you got to be prepared for everything. When it comes to onside kicks or fake field goals, fake punts, you know, they've done as much or more than any team we've ever played. So not only what they've done, but you got to think about what could be next and what is possible. So a lot to be doing right now.
Is there anything you talk to your team about, or do you talk to them about keeping their emotions in check leading up to a rivalry game like this?
Yeah, I think the thing that they can – relate to it, maybe just, I mean, everybody, the listeners, everybody asks, like, what's this like? What's it about? You know, what's this game like to coach in? What's it like to play in? To frame that in, like, this is a state championship game. So people that have played in state championship games or, you know, have had their kids play in state championship games, you know, this is a state championship game. About the 112th or the 113th version of that. So you know, big game and one we want to be really prepared for.
We talked a lot in the last show about the six games leading up to this, whether it was defensively or offensively, and offensively it seems like you guys have really found your rhythm. How have you seen Shea Patterson grow and develop in this offense?
Well, the same ways you probably have as well. I mean, he's playing winning football. Been very accurate, leading, throwing the ball. He's been you know, a very timely runner, picking up first downs, avoiding sacks, negative plays, getting our offense into the right place.
In terms of your receivers, Nico Collins has been a big play threat. You know, what type of mismatch does he create with his size and his speed?
Well, he's drawn a lot of attention in the coverage. Sometimes double coverage, which also benefits the run game. But he's done a great job going up for the ball. That's been obvious. He's caught the ball across the middle. He's done a particularly good job too of, you know, they've got some big interference penalties because he is a tough matchup when the ball is thrown down the field.
Some of your young receivers, Ronnie Bell, Mike Samristil, have really come on, especially Mike. We saw him was one of your leading receiver a couple of weeks ago. How can you continue to get them the ball?
Well, Giles Jackson is another guy, young guy that has gotten the ball in the passing game, and he gets the ball in kickoff returns. Ronnie Bell, we've gotten the ball to him in the passing game, bubble screens last week, but we've thrown the ball down the field to him. He can run any route, and Mike Samristil is another guy that can do fly sweeps. He can do he catches the ball well across the middle. He's catching the ball really well, running good routes and getting separation. So you get as a receiver, you get the ball to him by throwing it to him or handing it off to him.
Offensively, again, your offensive line, it seems like they've really been able to gel, especially with the running backs, in terms of identifying where the hole is and giving the back a clear clue as to where to go. When you think about Cesar Ruiz and how he has continued to develop at that center position, what have you seen from him?
He's really developing, getting better and better every single week. And is this, just everything, his assignments, his, his ability to pull, his pass protection, and is doing a really good job understanding the offense and setting the blocking schemes and the pass protections.
And Ben Bredesen, one of your captains, two-time captains, where is he at and how has he continued to contribute to this offensive line and how they've gelled together with John Runyon being back and healthy?
Yeah, they've been doing a really good job. Ben in particular, this past week, I thought he was doing a really good job securing the first level and then getting up to the second level. Two plays back-to-back. One was a big run by True Wilson and then a scoring touchdown by Hassan Haskins. I mean, it looked like a big hole, and it was. And the big reason was Ben was able to secure the three technique on one play and then get up on the linebacker. The other, the touchdown run, he secured the nose up to the linebacker. So I'd say Ben, he is really doing a good job moving, getting up to the second level, and securing the blocks on the first level.
Having three weapons in the backfield with Hassan Haskins, True Wilson, and Zach Charbonnet, how do you decide, who's going to be the next guy in there? Who's going to get the opportunity?
Well, that's something we do schematically. Not going to really talk about how we do that, why we do that, what the reasons are. But we feel confident in all three, running really every single running play inside or out, and we feel good about all three backs in pass protection and catching the football. So, really those three have been really dependable and haven't turned the ball over, haven't had a fumble, and didn't have a turnover in our last game. We want to keep that trend going. Also, Christian Turner got in the ball game and did some nice things. I think his confidence is back, and he's somebody that we can lean on as well.
We're seeing a lot more of Hassan Haskins 9 weeks into the season than we did in week one. What has he done to earn that opportunity?
Played well, obviously.
Yeah.
How
is he growing? How is he getting better?
Well, we first saw it in practice, making some of the cuts where he really dropped his hips and was getting through the holes. But then also after contact, he's getting yards after contact as good as I've seen, any of our backs do. And even better, and finishing north and south. Those type of runs, securing the football. It's just gotten better and better every week.
Josh Gattis is now 9 games into his stint as an offensive coordinator. How have you seen him develop as a play caller?
I've seen him develop very well. He's got the full respect of the players, the coaches. Works extremely hard at it. And I think he's doing a heck of a job and does a really good job game planning and really decisive in the play calling, doing really good.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute to talk a little more defense and the matchup between Michigan and Michigan State this coming weekend. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meijer. Now, alongside head coach Jim Harbaugh, here's John Jansen.
This segment with Coach Harbaugh is brought to you by Chocolate Milk and approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Coach, I'd like to talk a little bit more about your defense. Over the four of the last six games, opponents have rushed for less than 65 yards. What has led to the success of stopping the run for you guys?
Playing really good run defense. There have been some also really timely sacks and pressure on the quarterback. They're playing really well. Don Brown has got the unit playing at a really high level, and there's a lot of pride with our defense when it comes to stopping the run. And playing good defense and keeping the opponent out of the end zone. I mean, that is that's something our players and coaches and our team takes a lot of pride in, and going to have to be good this week. You know, this is an offense that can run the ball, that can throw the ball, put up a lot of yards last week against Illinois, over 300 in the first half and 500 total in the game.
Yeah, and this is typically one of the most physical games. Is there anything you can tell your players or talk to your players about the physicality of this game?
Yeah, it's going to be very physical. Both teams, as I said before, I mean, it's really like, I mean, it's a big game. You play for a trophy. It's a state equivalent of a state championship. You know, mm-hmm. They want it. We want it. That type of atmosphere where it doesn't matter. You know, what took place, I mean, how good our defense was or our offense was or last week or, you know, what anybody did last week or the previous 9 weeks. Now it's this game and physicality, tackling, blocking, ball security, all those things and playing good are at a premium in a game like this.
Since the Iowa game, your secondary, I know it goes hand in hand with the pressure you were just talking about by the defensive line, but your secondary has really played an exceptional level. What do you see from guys like LeVert Hill or Vincent Gray or Ambry Thomas?
Really good corner play. All three, LeVert, Vince, Ambry have been playing extremely well, and they've been challenged by some really good offensive receivers, quarterbacks, they game in and game out. I mean, they take great pride in their coverage and breaking on the ball, getting their hands on the ball, tight coverage. And, that's going to need to be good this week. You know, another really good quarterback. Lewerke's been behind center many times. He's taken a lot of snaps. So he is very, very experienced, and he's got some real weapons to throw the ball to. White is an exceptional receiver. There's some new offensive linemen that were playing for Michigan State this past week, and I thought they acquitted themselves very well.
When you think about Brian Lewerke, last week he had, I think it was 95 yards rushing, so you got a guy that is able to throw the ball but it can also run. Is the speed at linebacker with Cam McGrone and Jordan Glasgow, how important is it to be able to match that speed that he has with the speed that you guys have at linebacker?
Yeah, and he's a big guy too. I mean, he can get running and build up momentum and, a guy that will lower his shoulder. And, we have a lot of respect for him as a football player. And, we're going to have to be good. He has designed runs for him as the quarterback. Plus, he's not afraid to pull it down and start running with it either.
And I mentioned Jordan Glasgow, but he was named a semifinalist for the Butkus list. What has he brought to this defense? And a guy that came in as a walk-on and is now a semifinalist for a national award in your program. What's that do for your program? What's that make you feel like?
Oh, just feel good. I mean, that's one of 12 to semifinalists. That's one of the 12 best linebackers in the country, and he's really deserving of that. We've always felt this entire year that Jordan Glasgow is one of our best players. Make an argument that he could be our best player. I mean, because he is always around the football, and he's a relentless guy. I don't think he's ever missed a game or a practice. I don't think he's ever even complained about being sore. And you know, not a minute's grief has been given, and he's doing all this while you know, getting ready to graduate from the Ross School of Business. I mean, you just have to. It sometimes it doesn't even seem human that the things that he does and is able to accomplish. But it's a, you know, it's a real dedication and a real relentless, you know, pursuit of excellence that I see from him. And what does it mean? It means everything. I mean, to have an example of a guy like that on your football team who is the way he is.
Do you see that spread to other guys on your defense when they watch him play? They want to play the same way.
I do, and I don't know how you couldn't. You know, I'm inspired, and I'm not out there playing, but yeah, I think that type of a player definitely inspires the other players as well.
Don Brown, your defensive coordinator, what's he like to coach with?
Don is, you know, great. He's a really hard worker. He is really intense. I'm inspired as a coach by being around him at all times. I mean, he is. He calls himself the, and he is really. I mean, we all call him. He doesn't call himself. We call him this. We call him the oldest graduate assistant in football because not only is he the defensive coordinator and calling the plays, but he's the guy drawing the cards too. He draws probably 150 to 200 cards of practice, and he doesn't have an office. It's his office is in the defensive staff room, and he is at all times in that chair. You want to find Don Brown, you know where he's going to be. He's going to be in that defensive staff room and poring over tape. And there's speaking of Glasgow, Jordan. There's parts of meetings that he misses during the day because of his class obligations, and Jordan comes in and he and Don both go over his plays. So it's a full day of football, coaching and preparing and planning for Don Brown. And you know, he's there's no better coach that I've ever coached with mm-hmm. than Don Brown. I can say that.
In the health of the team, where's Josh Ross at in his recovery and where he's at in this year?
Josh is he's been practicing and he's been taking reps. Our plan, our wish list, our hope is that you know, we can play him in one more game and then be able to redshirt him. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had a redshirt year. He's in his junior year, so if we're able to accomplish that, and you know, you hope for the best that we'll be in the position to do that and play him, make that one game really count when we really need him the most. So, you know, right now Cam McGrone and Jordan Glasgow are the two starting inside backers. So, you know, that's our hope is that we can just play him in one more and then he'll have 2 years of eligibility after this year. But physically he's good and ready to play. But he missed, you know, quite significant amount of games this year. Mm-hmm. He's played in three right now, and the rule is if he plays in four total, then we could have the ability to redshirt him and get two more years mm-hmm. from Josh. But as I said, we're hoping that that'll be the case, but you know, some things may not be in our control.
Jake Moody and Quinn Nordine, where's the competition at for those two guys?
I think it you know, we'll see where it is this week. So I'm not really ready to commit on who's going to be kicking and or doing all the kicking or if it's going to be split again. We'll make the evaluation this week.
What type of environment do you hope the crowd creates on Saturday in the Big House?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a good one. You know, a great environment for college football, and expect you know, anticipate the best. You know, I think everybody's going to be into it. This is the 112th is or
it the is 112
112. Yeah. I didn't know if it was the 112th yeah. or the 113th.
But 112th, and it's Michigan 70, Michigan State 36 with five ties. So that's where we're at.
That's where we are. You know, they've been playing it a long, long time, and you know. Right now, our focus is on getting our team as prepared as possible for this 112th meeting.
Well, Coach, best of luck in 112, and we'll talk next Monday.
Thank you.
This segment has been brought to you by Chocolate Milk and approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a couple of players. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, everybody. This is John Jansen. After a tough workout, I know plenty of athletes who reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of high-quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has 9 essential nutrients, including bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's goodness in a glass. This message is approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee.
Hi, I'm Randy Breyer, president of Cook & White Heating and Cooling. We have a tradition of meeting customer needs, from the most complex installation to routine service and maintenance. Cook & White Heating and Cooling has the tools, the people, and the products to provide a system that fits your lifestyle and budget. Let us show you how Cook & White Heating and Cooling can exceed your expectations in service and performance. We've been doing it for over 75 years. For a free in-home estimate, go to koch-white.com.
Michigan football is back, and to celebrate, Arby's is bringing back BOGO Roast Beef. Classic roast beef sandwiches are buy one, get one every Saturday during college football season only at Arby's. Don't let hunger get in the way of cheering the Wolverines to victory. Fuel your game day spirit and keep the celebration going with double the sandwiches. With a deal this great, you might just be the MVP of the tailgate. Arby's, we have the meats. Limited time offer available at participating Arby's restaurants.
The leaders at best.
Michigan is about excellence. It's about greatness.
This is Michigan football from Learfield IMG College.
This holiday season, step up to GMC with the next generation GMC Sierra, Canyon, and Sierra Heavy Duty. Whether you choose to have the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate available on the next generation 2019 GMC Sierra SLT, AT4, and Denali models, or confidently take on heavy loads with the available 6.6-liter V8 Duramax turbo diesel in the GMC Sierra Heavy Duty, or get behind the wheel of the only midsize premium pickup on the road, the GMC Canyon, you'll realize all three help you do one thing: gift like a pro. Step up to GMC and get over $10,000 total value on a next generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 crew cab with SLT Premium Plus package. We are professional grade GMC. Based on MSRP of $59,255. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $3,532 plus $5,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See participating dealer for details.
This is Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meijer. Once again, here's John Jansen.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. I'm joined now by Aiden Hutchinson, star of the Army game and many moments since. But Aiden, I know that you grew up in the area. You grew up surrounded by this game because your dad played here. Has he shared his experiences in this game with you?
Yeah. You know, we were just talking about it. I think it was yesterday, actually. He has a big gash on his chin, and he looked at me yesterday. He goes, you know what this is from? Michigan State. And I was like, wow, okay. So this is how the rivalry is going to be. But, I'm pretty excited. We've been talking about this for a while.
Did he say, I left more of those wounds on them than they gave me?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, we've been joking about it for a while.
So, obviously, there are guys that are playing with Michigan that you played with or against in high school. There are guys that you played with or against in high school that are playing for Michigan State. What does this game mean to you?
Yeah, it's, as Coach Harbaugh defined it, the state championship of Michigan, you know. I'm just really excited. I got a few buddies on that team. I actually just called him after the Illinois game. He was pretty frustrated with their game, but he said they're motivated as ever and they're going to be coming. So, I'm super excited.
What were you able to accomplish in the bye week? What were some of the goals that you had going into the bye week, looking at coming back and having three games left of the season?
Yeah. This is kind of like the big three at the end of the season. This bye week was big, just in resting your body and preparing for the biggest game on our schedule so far. So I think the bye week was crucial in our development. as a team, and I thought it was really beneficial.
When you think about this defense and with Don Brown creating these exotic blitzes and using you in so many different ways, did you ever think when you went to college that you would be playing all across the defensive line and even as a stand-up guy?
Right. I had no idea I was going to be playing from a zero technique to a nine technique. And it's I think it's really expanded my game as a whole, just you know, being able to play in any technique and having success. You know, I think that shows a lot.
What's your favorite spot to play across the line?
I got to say the edge. You know, when we get a certain play, I get to go outside that tight end and just go all out towards that passer. I think, you know, I have a lot of opportunity on that play, so I'm just super excited when he calls it.
When you do line up like that and you're, you know, and I used to do the same thing as a tackle. I'd look out there and I'd see an edge rusher, right? A guy like your size standing there, and I'm thinking of all the different things that he could possibly do, right? I'm trying to set his inside. I'm trying to make sure I don't give up the edge. How do you try and set up an offensive tackle?
Yeah, it's pretty much just a chess game, the entire game that we're playing them. You know, I just try to do a variation of moves the entire game, and then once I get my number called on that wide nine technique play, you know, I'm gonna hit him with the best thing I got.
You know, when you talk about playing across the front, you've got a defensive line coach in Sean Nua who had, you know, he's played at the next level, had success in college. What have you learned from him, or when you're in his meetings, what are you trying to take away from, you know, what he is telling you?
Yeah, Coach Nua has been great. Just, I think, in everything that he's taught us, and I think the biggest thing that he has given us is the freedom to make plays. You know, if we're kind of bouncing around the line and not doing the perfect technique, but we make the play, you know, Coach Newell will be fine with that, and he gives us just a freedom. Just, you know, if we got a counter, if we see the ball and we got a counter to that B gap, you know, he's not going to be mad if we do. So having that freedom just to have the ability to make plays has been, you know, the difference from last year to this year.
You know, guys like Carlo Kemp, Quiddy Pay, you've got a room full of a lot of veteran guys. What have you learned from them?
Right, yeah. There was a lot of questions about our defensive line preseason. You know, people were predicting us to be the worst unit on the field, and I think, you know, due to the leadership of some of the guys in our room like Carlo, you know, we proved everyone wrong in that sense. I think we are one of the, if not the strongest unit on the field.
How does that motivate you when you hear things like that preseason? Does it stick with you throughout the whole year, or is that, hey, we answered the question week one and when we can move on?
I haven't thought about it lately. It was more of a week one, week two thing because I don't really care about that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. But definitely preseason, you know, people will write what they want in those articles, you know, but we know what we got in that room, and we came out and we showed it week one.
Well, I appreciate it. We'll come back with Aiden here in just a minute to talk a little bit more about the rivalry with Michigan State. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
185 years. That's how long Old National Bank has been helping families and businesses reach their goals. And it's why we truly mean it when we say Old National is your bank for life. We've been here for generations of big ideas and big plans. We've been here for first-time savings accounts, retirement plans, and every milestone in between. We've been here for businesses that have gone from a handful of clients to international success stories. We've been here every step of the way, helping our neighbors neighbors succeed. Because as your bank for life, Old National understands that your needs aren't like anyone else's. And when those needs change, you can count on your Old National team to be there with new solutions, just like we have since 1834. Get to know us and let us get started on your future. Visit an Old National location near you today to learn more or discover your options and some great insights at oldnational.com. Member FDIC.
We'll continue to talk Wolverines football after this local message on the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It's time to think Ford first. Come check out the 2019 Ford F-150 at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Right now, current EasyPlan F-150 lessees can lease a 2019 Ford Supercrew XLT 4x4 with best-in-class towing and payload for only $149 a month for 24 months with $1,959 due at signing. Payment includes waived security deposit and acquisition fee and aged inventory cash. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 13th, 2019. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Some exclusions may apply. So, lease a 2019 Ford F-150 for only $149 a month for 24 months. Only at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers.
Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
Well, welcome back to Michigan Football, Inside Michigan Football. We've got Aiden Hutchinson here as well. Now we're joined by Quiddy Pay. Quiddy, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
At times it seems like there's a race to the quarterback. Do you guys have a competition like that in the defensive line room or even in the huddle and say, I can get there first?
I wouldn't say as much as a competition, but, like, we're always fighting for them sacks, you know. Ushid is there, you know. So, yeah, I feel like we all try and fight for every sack that we can get.
When Don Brown calls a defense, how do you guys work together? What's it look like when you get up to the line of scrimmage? What's the communication or the conversation like? Quiddy, I'll let you go first.
For us, you know, our defense is focused on everyone doing their job. So, you know, if one person's out of line and one person misses their, you know, gap that they're supposed to hit, it could be a huge play. So for us, we're just trying to make sure that each person knows what they have to do and we just try to execute.
Aiden?
Yeah, so we're a strength defense. So I line up to the strong side, Quiddy lines up to the weak side. And, you know, if we go out there and they're in a weird formation and we end up having to flip it, you know, there's no issues. We just we throw up the hand. I stay on the weak side. He goes to the strong side, and everything's great.
Is it sometimes is the communication just nonverbal? Like, hey, the hand up?
It's been our thing. You know, when I ever switch to weak side, if we kind of just stand there, I throw the hand up, then he knows that I'm staying on weak side, and then he's gonna go to the strong side.
Now, Quiddy, I know you didn't grow up in the state. The guys that were here when you first got here, did they tell you what this game meant and how important it was in the rivalry of the surrounding Michigan State?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I remember Mo Hurst was telling me, even when we lost our freshman year, I was packing up myself after the game so I go home and, like, all the seniors were, like, just standing in the locker room, like, just all their equipment still on, heads down. They were, like, so mad, like the maddest I've ever seen them before in my life. And, you know, it's a lot at stake, you know, because when you win this game, then, like, you own this state. This is your state, so, yeah.
And I'll let you answer this one first. This is always one of the most physical games. It's a big offensive line for Michigan State. What are some of the challenges that you guys have this week with that Michigan State offensive line?
Right, yeah, I think they're a good offensive line. A little bit banged up, but I think they got good guys coming in. And it's definitely going to be a challenge for us, but I think we're thrilled and excited to take it on.
You know, with injuries, there's some new guys up front, like you mentioned. When you see a new offensive lineman and you don't have a lot of film on him, how can you put together a game plan for a guy that you haven't seen before? Quiddy, I'll go with you.
We just try and trust our analysts and the guys that watch the film for us. You know, have them put together some film of the film that they do have of them, and then we just try to focus on that.
Defensively with Don Brown, and we talked about this a little bit, Aiden, in terms of the exotic defenses sometimes. Do you ever look at them in the meeting room and go, really? You want us to do that?
Yeah. every week, you know, we're putting in new plays for the game plan. And honestly, I just get excited looking at some of the plays because, you know, they're a little bit weird. You know, formations are a little bit weird. We're shifting around everywhere. But I think causing as much havoc as we do, you know, I think it's a great thing to have.
Quiddy, sometimes it's – how big of a challenge is it to pick up on some of those new schemes on a week-to-week basis?
It's real challenging, you know, especially the way how we practice. You know, Coach Brown tries to cause as much chaos in practice as he can, you know. So when we're in the game, like, when things are going wrong, like, we're all settled and we all, like, know what to do. So, you know, the way we practice, and on top of that, adding the new plays that we have to learn, you know, it's challenging, but – It's great. I love it.
How does he generate that chaos in practice? So when you get in the game, it seems like practice is hard, but the games are easy.
Right, yeah. In practice, when we're going against a scout team, if it's not like a 10-yard loss, it's a reload the play and let's go again. And, you know, sometimes I sit there, I watch as the twos go, and dudes are just flying around everywhere, every single play. And, you know, that's the expectation that Coach Brown has, and that's what I love about this defense.
And you got two captains on defense. You got Carlo Kemp up front in your room. Yeah. You've also got Khalik Hudson. What have those guys – how have they provided leadership this year?
I feel like it's been great to have Carlo as a captain in our room just because our room has been kind of young this year. So to have that leadership for us in that room has been huge because a lot of the guys look up to Carlo, and then having Khalik there as well, and then Josh Metella sometimes. So that's been huge.
And we see guys like Jordan Glasgow flying around. Is there everything always comes back to the competition. And when I watch the film, and especially when I watch the coaches cut, at the end of the play, it seems like there's always 11 guys that are around that want to be in the film. Do you guys – is that a point of emphasis for the coaches to you guys?
Yeah, I feel like that's just kind of the motto of our defense. You know, you click that start of the play, you see guys just flying around. You know, everyone wants to make that play, but obviously, you know, only one or two people end up making it. But, you know, by the time they're on the ground, you got all, you know, 10 or 9 other guys surrounding them. So I think, you know, this defense is hungry. You know, we have big goals that we want to achieve, and you know, you turn on that film and you watch us fly around.
Yeah, and then also with that, it's like when we're watching a game film, and like when Coach Brown pulls up the film, like if you see like 9 guys around the football, and like you're the only guy away from the football, it's kind of like yeah.
You feel guilty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, when tonight when you guys leave, obviously we've had some snow.
Oh man, yeah.
Any chance for a snowball fight?
I don't know.
Sneak attack?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm going to lean against that one, but let's stay dry. Let's stay dry.
Stay dry. Yeah. Well, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk a little bit more to Quiddy Pay. Aiden, thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back, like I said, in just a few minutes. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
U of M football at the Big House is brought to you in part by Absopure, the official bottled water of the Michigan Wolverines. Before, during, and after today's game, enjoy a refreshing bottle of Absopure natural spring water, available with convenient home and office delivery or at local retailers by the case. Absopure, a proud Michigan company since 1908, and the official bottled water of Michigan Athletics and the Big House. Call 1-800-4-ABSOPURE or go to absopure.com to learn more.
You don't have to wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Hurry into the Ram Black Friday sales event today, where it's easier than ever to get a new Ram truck because we've got Employee Pricing Plus all month long. Whether you're heading up to the cabin for a weekend getaway or braving a trip to the mall for last-minute gifts, the Ram 1500, with its available Hemi V8 with eTorque hybrid technology, will help ensure you'll get where you need to go, rain, shine, or snow. And no matter where this season takes you or what the forecast calls for, the Ram 3500, with its available Cummins turbo diesel, can tow 35,100 pounds and is capable of 1,000 pound-feet of torque, so you'll be ready for anything the holiday throws at you. So no more waiting in line and no more camping out, because Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long. Hurry into the Ram Black Friday sales event today. Offer is available on the purchase or lease of a new 2019 model year vehicle. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/2019. See dealer for details.
Inside Michigan Football with head coach Jim Harbaugh continues in 60 seconds on the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
George Clifford of Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. George, you always carry the right brands.
We will recommend certain brands depending on our technical knowledge of those brands by actually doing thousands of service calls and hundreds of installations of all different brands. If a customer asks for a brand, we give them that brand, or they'll take our recommendation in a lot of cases.
Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, with three locations to serve you. Call their main branch at 734-422-8080 or visit familyheating.com.
Take your Wolverine pride to the next level with the University of Michigan Credit Union, the only local credit union in A2. We can print your choice of a Block M or helmet card on site instantly at any of our branches. Make sure you stand out in the maize and blue crowd this football season with the only debit cards designed for fans of the greatest university known to mankind. Visit umcu.org to learn more and to find a conveniently located branch near you. The University of Michigan Credit Union is insured by NCUA.
Talking Wolverines football. Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meyer. Here again, John Jansen.
Welcome back, and we are continued to be joined by Quiddy Pay, defensive end for the University of Michigan. And Quiddy, at the break, we were talking about your experience last year a little bit and how much you were on the field. What have you learned about this rivalry as a player in it that maybe you didn't know coming to Michigan?
I feel like it means a ton to, you know, like the people that are from Michigan, you know, just to say like, oh, who's a better college in this state, you know. So this game, you know, it's real fun playing in this game. I didn't get the opportunity to play freshman year, but last year, you know, it was just so much fun playing in that game.
How physical is this game for you? I know what it was like when I played, but it's a different brand of football. What's it like now?
I feel like it's super physical, especially this game. You know, guys are playing to the very last second of that whistle, you know. So, you know, you have to keep your head on the swivel, make sure that you're protected at all times because, you know, it gets a little chippy out there, but it's so much fun.
I was going to ask, is this an environment that you like to play in?
Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, last year, after the game, Coach Brown came up to me. He was like, man, like, I didn't recognize you playing the game, you know, because just all the emotions that you're playing with, you know, you're talking trash, you know, swearing back and forth with the other team, you know. Yeah, it's just so much fun.
Does it feel like sometimes that when you play against the rivals, whether it's Notre Dame, Michigan State, Ohio State, that you can almost play at a different level just because of the energy that's in the stadium?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I know our fans will be behind us for this game, you know, and you know, like, just playing with that rivalry, like Coach was telling us earlier, like, don't even look at their record, don't look at how they've played in the past, because this rivalry game, they're gonna bring everything that they have, so we just gotta do the same. So yeah,
and whether it's a rivalry game or not, you know that whoever you're playing is gonna try and play their best game against Michigan. How do you continue to prepare mentally and physically for knowing that you're going to get the best the opponent has every given week?
Physically, you know, we just have to keep our foot on the pedal every single game that we play. Even in practice, you know, we can't take lighter practices or whatever, like take our foot off, you know. So Coach Brown makes sure that, like, on those Thursday practices when we're just in uppers, he makes sure that we're moving, we're hitting and all that stuff, you know, just to make sure that we're not, you know, easing up or anything like that. Mentally, just making sure that we come into every single game thinking that we have to win this game like our season depends on it.
Mm-hmm. What's different this year? What's different about the 2019 Quiddy Pay that's different than the 2018 version?
This year, I don't know, I feel like I'm playing with a little bit more swagger, you know. Last year, I felt like I got I got the opportunity to play a lot more last year, and I feel like I was just doing my job and just making sure that I was, you know, just taking care of that. This year I'm taking care of my job, you know. I'm having fun with it. I'm flying around, you know. Yeah, it's just been a lot more fun this year.
And is it kind of one of those things where people say, well, the game has slowed down for me? Does it feel like the game has slowed down that because you understand it a lot more this year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, there will be times before the play even snaps where like, I could look into the backfield and be like, all right, I have a good understanding of what play they're about to run. So, like, just that plays into, like, a huge role in, like, how, like, the game speed goes, because if you know what's going on before the play even happens, then you'll be good.
And I asked Aiden this one earlier, because in Don Brown's defense, I see you guys line up at, you know, six different spots on the defensive line. Yeah. What's your favorite position to be in?
My favorite position to be in?
He's going to say the wide nine. I know it.
Yeah.
You defensive guys are all the same. Yeah. Sack guys.
Yeah. Yeah, just being able to step out there, you know, stand up a little bit and, like, just rush off the edge. Yeah, that's
when you look at an offensive tackle, what are you trying to get him to do in regards to if he's going to block you? Do you want him to, you know, are you looking to get in his inside? Are you looking to try and turn the corner on him?
For me, I'm just trying to get him to move his feet, because once he gets to moving his feet, then you could kind of control him. You could either take him upfield, or you could turn into a speed to power and get him off balance and come underneath him.
Speed, so I feel like, power. Just, yeah. You guys are all the same.
Moving his feet, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then you just bull down and go with the bull rush at times?
Yeah.
When you think about this this offense, and we talked about it last week, Elijah Collins, I think he had 170 yards. What are some of the challenges that you see with this Michigan State offense?
This Michigan State offense, we've been watching the O-line, and the O-line's pretty good, you know, although they have some injuries, but for the most part, when we're looking at them, you know, their right tackle's pretty good, moves his feet pretty well, good hands and stuff like that. So for us, we're just going to have to stay physical the whole game, you know, and with our rotations, our next guys that come in need to be physical as well.
Brian Lewerke is a guy that, you know, he's been effective passing the football, but he's also real effective at, when it's not there, tucking a run of it. What type of challenge is it for you guys as a defensive line when you've got a quarterback that's mobile like he is?
I think it's always a challenge to play against those mobile QBs. I think he was the one that scored the game-winning touchdown my freshman year to win them the game. So, you know, just being more alert, I would say, because when we're pass rushing, we can't leave certain lanes open, or he's just going to hit the lanes and take off. So, yeah, just being more responsible.
What type of environment do you hope that the crowd creates on
Saturday? Oh, man, I hope the crowd causes some havoc, man. Like, I want the crowd to play into them making their calls or whatever, making their counts, and yeah, just all that.
This one's going to be at noon. You guys have played, you know, the whole spectrum, whether it's at noon, 3:30, or the night games. Which one do you prefer?
I mean, I like the noon games just because we could play the game and then go home, relax, stuff like that. But also, I feel like with the night games, like, the crowd brings it for the night game. I feel like the crowd really plays a role in our night games.
You know, as you look at this game and you continue to prepare for it, how do you – especially with the bye week, you got 2 weeks to think about this game. How do you not get too high too soon?
I feel like this past week it was more of like relaxing and getting our body right. But once we hit in today, once we stepped in the building today, it was beat state. Everything that we do, break it on three. I mean, beat state on three. You know, so now since we're like in this week, we're honed in, making sure that we're focusing on each day, making sure we'll prepare to play that game.
Well, best of luck, and thanks for stopping by tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Quiddy Pay, defensive end. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Rave Associates, distributor of fine wine and Michigan craft beer in conjunction with Arbor Brewing Company, are excited to be back for another great season of Michigan football on the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. A pioneer in the Michigan craft beer industry, Arbor Brewing Company delivers on taste and flavor with Buzzsaw American IPA, a big, bold, hop-forward, and West Coast-style IPA. As for this great Michigan craft beer at restaurants and retail stores here in Washtenaw County and throughout Michigan.
It's time to think Ford first. Come check out the 2019 Ford Escape at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Right now, current AZ Plan Escape lessees can lease a 2019 Ford Escape SE four-wheel drive for only $159 a month for 24 months with $2,279 due at signing. The Escape has available Bliss with cross-traffic alert, hands-free foot-activated liftgate, enhanced park assist, and much more. Payment includes waived security deposit and acquisition fee and aged inventory cash. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 13th. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Some exclusions may apply. So lease a 2019 Ford Escape for only $159 a month for 24 months. Only at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers.
Hi, everybody. This is John Jansen. After a tough workout, I know plenty of athletes who reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of high-quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has 9 essential nutrients, including bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's goodness in a glass. This message is approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee.
Hi, I'm Randy Breyer, president of Cook & White Heating and Cooling. We have a tradition of meeting customer needs, from the most complex installation to routine service and maintenance. Cook & White Heating and Cooling has the tools, the people, and the products to provide a system that fits your lifestyle and budget. Let us show you how Cook & White Heating and Cooling can exceed your expectations in service and performance. We've been doing it for over 75 years. For a free in-home estimate, go to koch-white.com.
If you come to Arby's from 2 to 5 p.m., you can get sliders for a buck. For another buck, you can get a small drink or fries or a snack shake. And for the low, low price of another buck, you can round out this afternoon's snack with warm cookies. It's really a meal at this point, but call it a snack. That way, you can come back for dinner. Arby's, we have the meat.
At participating Arby's for a limited time.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. Enjoyed our conversation with Coach Jim Harbaugh, as well as Aiden Hutchinson and Quiddy Pay. A few things for Michigan fans to keep an eye on this week. Last week against the Fighting Illini, Michigan State, even though they didn't win the game, they rushed for over 275 yards. Elijah Collins, their freshman running back, gained 170 yards on 28 carries. Their second leading rusher was Brian Lewerke, 11 carries for 96 yards. It'll be up to that Michigan defensive front and the guys that we just talked to tonight to make sure that they hem them in and keep them from having any success offensively. We heard from Coach Harbaugh about Cody White, their wide receiver. Defensively, keep an eye on that defensive front four for Michigan State. Kenny Willekes, Raekwon Williams, the Panishuk brothers. And keep an eye on that middle linebacker spot that was vacated by Joe Bocci. I think part of the reason that Michigan State struggled, especially in the fourth quarter, was the fact that they had two-time captain and three-year starter Joe Bocci unavailable to play. This week on In the Trenches, we've got Ambry Thomas and True Wilson. Make sure you take a listen. Both of those guys grew up in the state of Michigan and share their experience of this rivalry from being a kid to what it is like now taking the field against Michigan State. I want to say thank you to David Kahn, our board operator, Tony Butler, our engineer, Brian Bush, who was my partner on In the Trenches, Dave Abeloff and Chad Shepard. Thank you for rounding up the coaches and the players to appear today. Again, Wednesday morning in the trenches. Doug Karsh and I will be there at 9 a.m. in the Big House for the tailgate show. We will talk to you on Saturday morning, and go Blue. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Inside Michigan Football, presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
If you missed any of tonight's show, you can listen to it on demand on our Michigan Football podcast, In the Trenches. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.